Education, security and anti-terrorism experts will join Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull in Canberra to address the growing problem of violent extremism in young people. This comes as federal police confirm that a 12-year-old is on their radar in connection with a group of radicalised youth linked to the murder of police employee Curtis Cheng 2 weeks ago. The suspects were believed to have been trying to source a gun since at least March. Analysts are warning the big banks could follow Westpac's lead and raise mortgage rates. Westpac says it's hiking its variable home loan rate to cover the cost of new bank regulations. The Treasurer has questioned the move. Scott Morrison says Westpac's rates boost would likely raise more money than needed to pay the new fees. There have been more stabbing attacks on Israelis on the streets of Jerusalem. Israeli police have shot dead the two Palestinian perpetrators. A wave of violence in the West Bank has led to multiple Israeli and Palestinian deaths. Israel has deployed troops and set up roadblocks to clamp down the unrest. Palestinian officials have condemned the security measures. And the Senate has approved a trial of cashless welfare cards that limit the amount of money that people can spend on alcohol and gambling. The 12-month pilot program will start early next year in the South Australian town of Ceduna. And the Northern Territory government's decision to sell the Darwin port to a Chinese-owned company has triggered security concerns within the Defence Force. The Navy considers the port vitally important. The Landbridge Group bought a 99-year lease of the port for $500 million.